Hello YouTube, and welcome to another very exciting Give No How tutorial. And you know it's been too long between making a tutorial when you actually momentarily forget how to use your screen capture program when you first open it. But nonetheless, I am back with my screen capture program working, and today we are going to be making a Pressed In X logo. Kind of similar to that of the Xboxes, but not really. I guess you'll see what we mean later. So the first thing we need to do is open up GIMP. Okay, so I just opened up a new canvas. The size really doesn't matter at all. And I'm going to take the Paths tool and make a shape. Something like this. Except this looks absolutely horrible, so just go ahead and adjust your path nodes until you get something that resembles half of an X. So I think that looks about good. It's maybe a little bit wide, but we can fix that. So go ahead and press enter to convert that to a selection. Make a new layer, and we're going to take the fill tool and fill this in with black. Now we're going to duplicate this and take the flip tool and flip this horizontally and then line it up so that it lines up perfectly and forms this kind of V shape. And then, as you may have guessed, we're just going to duplicate. We're going to first right-click on the layer, merge these down, duplicate that layer again, then take your flip tool and flip these vertically. So then move it down here so we get a good-looking X shape. Okay, so I just scaled my X shape down a little bit, and now I'm going to grab the perspective tool right here, and I'm going to make the X look like it's tilting back a little bit. So about like this. One thing you want to make sure of when you're doing the perspective tool is if you want it to look symmetrical, try to match up the angle on this line, and then make this line straight. And you can see it straight because it'll have no little pixel kinks, as I like to call them. And it'll give you a nice perspective X. So you can go ahead and press enter to apply that transformation. And as you can see, it looks like the X is kind of leaning back a little bit. And that's what we want. Okay, now what we're going to do is start making it look a little bit pressed in. So what I first want to do is just to get in the center of the image, I'm going to take the alignment tool and click these two to get it aligned in the center of the image. Now this is assuming that you have your layer size the same as your X. So if you want to get your layer size the same as your X and it is not, you just need to go layer, auto crop layer, and that should trim up the layer for you. So once you have your X in the middle where you want it to be, go ahead and duplicate your X layer, then right-click on the layer and click Alpha to Selection. Once you have Alpha to Selection clicked, take your Paint Bucket tool, and I'm going to select a nice gray, and fill in this X with gray, then click Select None. Now I'm just going to take my Move tool and nudge the X down. And you kind of have to see a little bit of perspective here. Imagine that the black are like the walls of the X being pressed in. And you'll see what I mean in a second here. So go ahead and alpha to selection your black X, and then go ahead and click select, invert, and then press delete on the gray X. Or since delete doesn't work on my computer, I'm gonna have to go edit, cut, and then select none. And as you can start to see, the black is forming the wall, in essence, of how deep we want our X to be pressed in. So now what you'll notice is if we zoom in that this is not right, because this triangle section right here should be black as well. And we can't put it below the gray layer, because if we put it below the gray layer will still show up. Because basically what we have right now is this gray layer is just a weird shaped X, and we've cut out some using selections. So what we need to do is make a layer right above the gray layer, and then take the Paths tool. And then if you did this correctly, you should have a straight line directly down, and all you need to do is make a selection like this with the path tool, hold control to link to the path again, press enter to make a selection, and then fill this in with black. Now actually I think I need to move this over maybe one pixel. Now select the black X layer, now click select, invert, and then edit, cut, or delete if you're on a Windows PC and delete actually works for you. Now click select none, and you can see here that we've filled in this black space and it looks a little better. So all we need to do is duplicate this then take the flip tool, flip it horizontal, and since, oops, well, that's sensitive, Since you should have a fairly symmetrical X, all you need to do is move this right here, and as you can see, we have a much better looking pressed in effect. So we can go ahead and merge these layers down, and then let's just look at our image. So if we can view zoom 100%, we can see that our X looks a lot more pressed. Now what I want to do, just for consistency's sake, is kind of consolidate all of these black layers into one. So I need to select these little fill-ins we made, and then alpha to selection those, and then go to your gray X, and then click edit, cut, or delete. And now that will make it so that the gray X is actually the shape it resembles. So now we will alpha to selection the gray X, go to the black X, then click edit, cut, then click select none. And what this allows us to do is move the black X layer above the gray X layer without actually losing this effect. So all we need to do is merge down these little fill-ins we made with the actual black layer, and we essentially just have a black layer of shading. And although it doesn't look like we quite got all of the gray, so if you didn't get all the gray like I did, just go ahead and make a quick path, make selection, and then cut both of these away. Oh, I wasn't on the gray layer. Or you can just grab the eraser tool and do it. It'll probably be a little less tidy, but it works. Okay, so that's fairly good as far as the gray layer goes. Now we can turn on the black shading, and I forgot. We accidentally erased part of the black layer, which is not what we wanted. We should just go ahead and keep in these mistakes without editing it to definitely help the professionalism of our tutorial, of my tutorial, as it were. Okay, now right here, we're at this stage where it's kind of like screwing with your mind, because you can't really tell if it's pressed in or we just like screwed up on the perspective when trying to make something 3D. So in the next step, we're going to try to fix that. Alright, so first what we should do before we try to make it look a little more depthy is what I want to do is I want to separate each of these into separate sections just so we can have a little easier time shading them, which is what we're going to do later. So I want to separate this little branch, this little branch, and the top branch. And so we can do that actually really easily. All we need to do is take the paths tool and select around the respective area. So in this case, I'm just going to press enter, go edit, cut. That's odd. I wonder why I didn't edit cut there. I'm going to go edit cut better, then go edit paste. And since this is a floating selection, all we need to do is make a new layer. And it's essentially just been pasted into a new layer. So all we need to do then is take that and do that for one other layer. This one, we'll say. And we have three separate layers, each of them containing one segment, I guess you could say, of the X. So I just want to make these, I want to kind of trim them all down, so I'm just going to go layer, auto crop layer on all of these. And that was not intended. Okay, so now that we have cropped layers, we can go ahead and start shading. So the first step to shading this and making it look a lot better is deciding on the colors you want for your image. In this case, I want the bottom of the X to be blue, the walls to be gray, and the image to be black, kind of like an Alienware gaming theme. So I'm going to alpha to selection this, take the gradient tool, select the gradient mode on radial, and I'm going to find a nice blue to go to a nice darker blue. Now normally I try to stay away from the color darker blue just because I generally don't think it looks very good, but like for this kind of thing we're doing, I think that this color blue will look just fine. So that's a little too light yet. I should probably get... Okay, yeah, that's better. Now we can go ahead and click select none. And for the walls, I want each of them to be gray, so all I need to do is alpha to selection these and color them in a nice gray. And because GIMP fails pretty much at anti-aliasing, you'll get a little bit of edges, but those won't matter because we'll cover those up with more effects. Okay, and now I'm just going to make the background a not black, but a fairly dark gray. So let's get the shading on the gray parts out of the way. So I'm going to do the top part first. So the first thing we need to do is alpha to selection those top parts and make a new layer right on top of them. And now I'm going to take the gradient tool and set the gradient mode on bilinear and the gradient on FG to transparent. So what we're going to do is alternate between the colors black and white. So I'm going to use white for the front. And as you can see, since we want this tip to be jutting out, and I know this is maybe a little bit hard for you guys to see yet, since we want this tip to be jutting out, we need to maybe make a white gradient about like this that's perfectly up and down. Now, since these are kind of in, they're in, we want to add a black gradient to either side. So what we can do is not make a gradient that isn't straight, but make a straight gradient right here and here. And maybe that's not the best gradient, but this is just for tutorial purposes, so I'm going to kind of go quick here. And as long as we gradually shade the sides, you can go ahead and click Select None, and if you reduce the opacity of this layer slightly, you'll see that we're beginning to come out with a decent-looking shade that helps emphasize, that helps show to the viewer that we want it to appear pressed in rather than a weird perspective, which still may be a little confusing for all of you, so we're going to have to do a lot more steps. So go ahead and shade all of the other sides. So I'll just show you with this side and then shade the other during the cut time. So for this side, the only white that we want is coming off of this end. So I'm going to take the bilinear gradient and stroke a white off of this end, and then I'm going to stroke a black coming from this end. And what this does is, since we can put it on a lower opacity, it just adds an element of realism to the shading, and we're going to be doing a little bit more with the other side. Now let's keep on adding shadows to the sides. I did the other side, you can see. So now we're going to alpha to selection, and on every one we are going to take the paintbrush tool and select a fuzzy brush around this size, maybe a little bit bigger. And on a new layer, if you hold shift, you'll see this line comes up that you can draw a straight line with the paintbrush. So I'm just going to draw a straight line with the paintbrush along the bottoms of these edges. Now once I have this straight line drawn, you can go ahead and keep this selected. Now go filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and just make it not that much, maybe a pretty soft Gaussian blur, and this further creates an illusion of depth. Okay, well, you can see as a result of recoloring the black from the gray, we still have these annoying lines that GIMP put here, and now we're going to fix those. And as you can see, I've applied that bottom shading effect to everything. So we're going to alpha to selection this blue X layer, make a layer right above that, and we're going to add a shadow to further make it look pressed in. So select a black and a fairly big brush, and we're going to do the same thing, except this time brush where you think shadows should be, logically, from on the X. So I think they should be right about here. And maybe just, no, I don't think that we should be able to see any shadows there. Now I'm going to go filters, blur, Gaussian blur again. And we can Gaussian blur this by maybe 19, maybe, no, let's leave the opacity fairly opaque, then click Select None. And this further gives the illusion that it is indeed pressed in, but we are not done yet. We're going to go right outside of the X, so make a layer right below the blue X, and everything else for that matter, and select a white on a fuzzy brush. And now go around the outside of the X in a white. It doesn't matter if you get anything perfect, because we're blurring it anyway. Okay, so once you have a fairly decent outline, go filters, blur, Gaussian blur again. And Gaussian blur it by a pretty significant amount. And now all we need to do is reduce the opacity drastically on this layer. And this further gives the illusion that it is pressed in. So if you're not starting to see that it's pressed in, maybe you just don't have that good of a mind at seeing 3D, because I sometimes struggle with that as well. But we're going to do a few more things to make it seem 3D. Now we're going to do a little bit of pathing work to make it seem pressed in. So we're going to go ahead and make a new layer right above the blue one again. And now this time take the paths tool. So I'm going to find the paths tool firstly. And then I'm going to make a curved path about like this. And then just make it go around like this. So press Control to link the selections, then press Enter. And now I'm going to take the gradient tool and select black as my gradient color. I'm just going to kind of stroke a gradient about like this. And now we're going to click select none, then select the blue, click select invert, and then go edit cut. And this gets rid of everything that we don't want. So I may have got this shadow maybe a little bit too extreme. Maybe it should be down here a little bit. And maybe I'll redo that in the cut, but you know kind of what we want now. And so I'm going to select a fuzzy eraser if we get any bad edges like this one. And this kind of, in addition, adds to the effect that it is 3D. You can maybe add a shadow right here. We are nearing the finish line. We just got to do a few more things. So I'm going to duplicate this blue layer and then move it to the very top of the stack of layers we have. Now this gets rid of all the depth we worked so hard to achieve, but do not worry. I'm going to go layer to image size, and I'm going to go filters, blur, motion blur. Now at this motion blur, I'm going to scroll down so I can see a preview, and we're going to increase the length and get the angle to be exactly up, which looks to be 90 degrees. Yep, and let's see. Let's go a length of about 70 and see how that looks first. Okay, that's good. Now we're going to set the layer mode to dodge. And what this does is it gives us a really glowing pressed in X effect, and maybe you could also set this to addition. Dodge or addition, your choice. I personally think dodge maybe looks a little bit better, but can look worse depending on how bright of colors you're using. So that is your pressed in X effect. I guess the only thing really needed to do left is to make shines. So we can go ahead and make a new layer. Take a radial gradient, this time on FG Transparent, and stroke something about like this. Now go layer, auto crop layer. Duplicate this layer. Now take the scale tool, uncheck the chain if you may have it checked, and we're just going to elongate this out about like this. What we're doing is creating a pretty cool lens flare type effect, and then go ahead and merge these down once you have them connected. So I think maybe this is a little bit big. I want to maybe make it something like this. And you can go ahead and place this, and I'm going to probably place this on grain merge. And then maybe duplicate it and place it some other place, except I'm probably going to make it smaller. And move it over top of your X. And then duplicate it maybe one more time and place it somewhere else, maybe here. Oops. You'll find a good place for it. Maybe there. And there you have it, YouTube. That is how to make a pressed-in X effect. If you like this tutorial, subscribe. If you don't like it, then don't subscribe. I guess I'm not going to try to force you. So anyway, yeah, thanks for watching. I am Gimp Knowhow, and this is the end of my tutorial.